around 23 years ago. We were traveling via Syria towards Damascus. About 40 people were in that caravan. Babu Sharif, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Shah Sahib, and many other preachers of Dawat Islami were also part of that caravan. My family was also with me. We were going from Syria to Jeddah. We were all in Ihram. We've learned from scholars that the right time of making intention of Umrah is when plane gets stable in the air after taking off. That's when one should make intention of Umrah. I was the one who was leading that group, looking after all affairs. As soon as plane took off, it started tilting right and then left. It was unstable. It was quite concerning. Pilot made an announcement that he was facing some technical issues and he had to land back to Syrian airport. Meanwhile, a passenger who was sitting wing side of the plane, he noticed some smoke. Plane had caught fire. Maybe in engine. So when plane turned back, I had made my mindset. Alhamdulillah. Whenever I remember that, I get surprised. How did I get that thought? It was mercy of Allah. My plan was that if plane makes an emergency landing, I'll ask everyone to make intention of Ihram. If plane makes an emergency landing, then there are possibilities of crash also. My plan was if I hear any of such announcement, I'll ask everyone to make intention of Ihram. So that if we die in Ihram, having intention of Ihram made. Being leader of that group, I was responsible to ask everyone to make intention at appropriate time. Actually, there were two things which went in our favor. Announcement was made in Arabic. Participants of our caravan did not understand that something is serious. And I also didn't inform anyone because I thought there's no need to create panic. That was my intention. Most probably, I had started reciting Kalima and as well as my family. Brother Salman, as soon as plane touched the ground to land, fire brigade trucks were also moving fast with plane on right and left. They were there to deal that emergency. Then I actually realized there was something very serious. As soon as plane stopped, fire brigade trucks came closer and crew started putting the fire off. Then passengers realized something had gone serious. Sometimes you also have some very simple passengers. They were from Sindh. I still remember that brother's sentence. He said me in Sindhi, "Brother, has Jeddah arrived?" I said, "Jeddah hadn't arrived. Recite Kalima." It happens. He thought in 20 minutes we reached Jeddah. We had landed back on Syrian airport. They straight away evacuated us from plane. Later they informed there was fire in engine. We were taken to airport lounge. Our luggage was offloaded and we had to wait long for next flight. Now when the next flight took off, everyone was scared because no one was willing to get on board. But anyway, finally we reached Makkah and Medina. Priority, choice of selection. That's what I learned from that incident. And since then I've made a principle of my life. Do not travel by air. If you do, then select the best airline possible. Don't save money on this. Just for the sake of little money, do not compromise on airline. In fact, there are very few airlines in the world which are weak in maintenance. If you read history of air crashes, then you will find out 90% of air crash happened in third world countries. Most of those planes crash which are sold after use to other airlines. By these airlines, these planes are bought on low prices as compared to new ones. We also used to make this mistake. We can choose some cheap airline and that's how we'll save some money. Such unfortunate and horrible incidents only happen once in one's lifetime. Yes, it could also happen to better airlines, but when choosing airline, we should check their history. Like until today, how many of their planes crashed or their maintenance standards. So my suggestion is, whenever you travel by air, choose quality airline.